Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have two lovely, lovely panelists. With me, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
Glad you're with me today. Also with me, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Oh, sorry. Wasn't at all playing Mini Motorways.
He totally wasn't. I guarantee you that's not what was happening.
He was not doing that. He was doing something, I'm sure.
Whatever you were doing on Planet Brian, it wasn't playing Mini Motorways.
Okay. No.
Spoiler alert, it was.
Yes. Charlotte beat me to the punch. I was going to go with, he was totally playing Mini Motorways. All right. So let's start today. We're going to talk about Apple Arcade in a minute, but let's talk about the gauntlet that Google threw down this morning with something called the Google Play Pass. So there's loads of apps, right, Charlotte?
Yeah. So yesterday, kind of evening my time, maybe morning your time, that kind of vibe, Google announced this product called Google Play Pass, which costs $4.99, a price point that may sound familiar to you. And it includes a number of games and also some apps. So there's kind of a few non-exclusive games, which is something we can come on to, and a few productivity apps, weather apps, that kind of thing, that are all included in this monthly Play Pass package. And if you pay for a year upfront now and for a kind of limited time, you can get it for the equivalent of $1.99 a month. So it's pretty aggressive pricing. It's obviously going toe-to-toe with Apple Arcade, and it's an interesting proposition. It's a pretty aggressive move. It's a move that says if you're buying, say, two games a month,
yeah,
that's when this kind of thing starts to have value, I would say.
Yeah. They do have a little, I don't know if it's a video or a GIF or whatever, on the page where they talk about the Play Pass. And I'm not primarily an Android user, and as I look at these, some of these games look familiar, which was one of the things that stood out to me, like Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, for example, is one of the games that's available here, and Monument Valley, which is another game I've played an awful lot. And those are just a couple of the several that I recognize that are also available on Android, but as part of this Play Pass as well. And the thing that you pointed out that I thought was notable about this is that it's also, this includes apps. This isn't just games. So this isn't just going toe-to-toe with Arcade. This is sort of Apple Arcade Plus brought to you by Google, right, Brian?
Yeah.
That noise.
You know, I mean, there's a huge difference between what Google and Apple are doing. With Arcade, Apple is buying, probably influencing, and curating top quality, original, brand new content.
Okay.
Kind of like they're doing with Apple TV Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And not kind of like what they're doing with News Plus, which where they're not actually creating anything.
Right.
And what Google has done is, somewhere between either, oh crap, or hey, maybe we can actually make some money from this. But look what Apple's doing. Let's go find some apps and, you know, make them popular and stuff, and it'll be awesome. That's a world of difference between the approaches. A world of difference.
Oh, absolutely. In the approach, but just sort of like as a concept, to me, it feels a little like, Charlotte, I think it was what you said this morning was a little bit of SetApp and also Arcade kind of at the same time for Android users. Now, Charlotte, if you did not recently get a shiny, pretty beautiful new iPhone, would this be a thing that would have tempted you?
No, because it's only in the US. Only you Americans can get it. But yes, in theory. Look, I probably didn't buy paid for games. So mm-hmm. the interesting thing is Apple Arcade works for me at the moment because it's new high-end products. I may have looked through it and thought, oh, there's a couple of things there that I want to play, and tried it for a couple of months. So I'm not sure. I can see why it works. I can see why they're doing it. It's kind of the other end of the spectrum to Google Stadia, which is a high-end cloud-based service for gaming. So it's a little bit different. I get it. I think it's a competitive play. I suspect Android users will be interested in using this. I think we know lots of Android users play lots of games. It mm-hmm. used to be that one of the reasons people liked Android was because of the gaming often. We had something on the site recently, didn't we? I think I posted a link to a piece that was an Android user who saw Apple Arcade and it made them really interested in moving to iOS. So Google and Android obviously had to respond.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, you know, the extra apps are things like AccuWeather. So things you might go, oh, I do quite like that. Can I be bothered to buy it when I've got the weather? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can see how they could tempt people in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was the thing I was sort of wondering about. And Brian, like you said, the thing that is worth mentioning here is that the bulk of the game, as far as I know, all of the games that are available on the Play Pass are not exclusive to the Play Pass. So it is maybe there are games there that you could just buy in the Play Store, but if you had the pass, then you could play those for free. So
I feel, first of all, some of the arcade games, Charlotte, didn't you write something up, or is that Andrew? So some of the arcade games are available on other platforms. They're just not available on Android.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not that they're all exclusive, but there just doesn't feel like there's anything special about Play Pass.
No.
And the games that are available on arcade are it feels special in some way.
Yes, Charlotte.
So I would say in response to that, I agree that they don't feel special, but actually I think that just shows the difference in philosophy between the two services and the two companies. I think Apple is trying to offer something different and special and extra. For Google, this is a bit of a consolidation and another product. I think it's a different thing.
Yeah.
And I think it shows a different personality, which Brian summed up really nicely at the beginning, kind of curation of original content, just curation. And I think that actually rather sums up the two companies quite nicely, actually.
Yeah, as far as the difference in the offerings, that is huge, and that makes a lot of sense. And while we're talking about comparing these offerings, and we've talked a bunch about the one that Google has now, let's talk about the one that Apple has bestowed upon us. And I'm going to say Brian's name so that he puts down whatever game he is currently playing and comes back to join us for the conversation Apple Arcade.
Hey, is Brian talking? Does that mean I can go and play?
So I've been, there's a couple of games I've actually spent just a lot of immediate time in.
Yes.
The first one is called Red Rain, which is sort of a tower defense game, but not. Really, it's more like a tower assault game. I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
You create an army and you've got to keep the enemy from taking your base. And these are very, very simplistic maps. It's a very stylized game. You build buildings and upgrade buildings. You collect gold, you collect wood. And then you make different kinds of fighting units, and then you command them to go down one of three paths.
Okay. It's
really, really, really simple. And the hard mode was kicking my butt, which is not necessarily saying much of anything. But it was super fun, and it's almost like that one's almost like a really abstract Warcraft, not World of Warcraft, but Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like super abstract and stylized Warcraft. And then the game that has just like, so I wrote a review of, I think I was going to put like 300 words down, and I think I wrote 798 words on Mini Motorways, a game that I originally thought was a racing game just from the name.
Yeah.
But it's not. Apple calls it a strategy game. I don't know why Apple is calling it a strategy game. It seems like a puzzle game to me. But you've got buildings that need cars, and you've got houses that provide cars, and your job is to draw roads to facilitate the two.
Oh, no.
And it's all color-coded. And so, oh, my God, so much fun.
Yeah. And I know this makes for bad podcasting, but if you're really quiet right now, you can hear all of my productivity slipping away as Brian describes this game to me, because it's my jam.
Yeah, it is just a ton of fun.
This and matchy games, you know, your Bejeweled, your Disney Tsum Tsum, those are the rest of my jam. So, like, if I've installed a new game, it's because I got mad at one and deleted it. And it was, I got rid of this match 3-1 because it was doing something dumb. And I got this new match 3-1 that I'm going to play until it does something dumb that I don't like. And then, so like, as far as my purchase history goes, it's all, you know, when you look at the downloads, it's all just this, there's just, you know, the debris of hundreds of match 3 games in my wake. And like the bubble shooter, like I like a matchy game. So by all means, please send them to us. Charlotte, what have you been spending time with?
Lego.
I'm Lego assuming you mean there's a Lego game as part of Arcade.
Yeah. No, I've been playing Lego Brawl, and it's awesome fun. It does what it says on the tin. You're in a Lego environment. You're in a team of up to 4, and you're running around banging and crashing into your opponents and exploding things and brawling and trying to defend a point. And it's fun.
That sounds amazing. And also Lego, yeah, so how can you go wrong?
And also Lego, and it's done really nicely. The graphics are really good. It's suitably addictive because each ball is time limited. As you complete things, you get extra things. So I think I won the Lego steak?
Oh, no.
As in the meat?
Yes.
Yes. So I won that. I've won some fish. I've won a carrot shooting gun, like all sorts of fun stuff. And yeah, it's Lego, and it's a Lego castle. There's a pirate ship one. It's they've done it really well.
Hi, I'm not hosting right now because I'm off signing up.
Because you're downloading stuff. Yeah, no,
I'm off downloading. I'm off getting signed up for Apple Arcade right now. I haven't had time this week to get it done, and apparently now that's going to change.
I'm trying to think what it's like.
Yes, Brian.
Lego Brawl?
It's a little bit like Counter-Strike, but less intense and made of Lego. Kind of.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's one thing that actually brings me to Arcade itself. Super Impossible. What is that one called? Super Impossible. I suck at Super Impossible. What's it called? Super Impossible. Where'd it go? Oh my goodness. Super Impossible Road. Right. Kind of like you got a marble and you gotta steer it on this like this racetrack that's like in orbit and don't fall off unless, of course, you want to actually feel sick as you're falling towards the planet. But these games are fun. You're not going to get Counter-Strike. You're not going to get a blood and guts game. Apple is making this a very family friendly, you know, Tim Cook just tends to obsess over having crap be family friendly. And the beautiful thing is that Apple's money is making the development of these family-friendly games possible. And there are plenty of avenues out there for the blood and guts games, the MOBAs and the MMOs and the pay-to-play games, pay-to-win games. All of these things, they already exist, and Apple is facilitating and financing the development of all these great quality family-friendly games. I think they have a winning formula on their hands. These games, every single game that I've tried has been fun. And, you know, I guess I'm sort of mad that Mini Motorways is so incredibly awesome because I'm not checking out the other games.
I also think you have to commend the quality of the productions, actually. I don't want to be too fanboyish, but the graphics quality, the play quality, all that kind of stuff, that is legitimately impressive. To have that put forward, I think it's I think that is worth noting as well. That these are seriously well put together, well designed, very graphically impressive games.
Yeah, they're curated games. They're not just like, hey, go find some games.
Right.
Like which is what I feel precisely about Google Play Pass.
Mm-hmm. I think that gives us a hint, actually, about what we might can expect from Apple TV, actually. That they're going to go for in classic Apple style, quality, not quantity. I suspect the stuff on Apple TV is going to look stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
In the same way that these games are beautifully put together and designed.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to with it, is getting to spend time with well-crafted games, like the stuff that when I want to sit down and play a game, I'm generally doing this on my iPad. And when I do that, it's really nice to play something, you know, really well made and that a lot of effort's gone into. I like stuff like Monument Valley, and Oceanhorn is another one I've played a lot on the iPad, and The Room, which is the games that I'm hopelessly addicted to, is The Room. Like, if you told me there was a new version of The Room on Apple Arcade, we would be ending the podcast now so I could go conquer that, and that would be the rest of my day. So are you both playing this on your phone, or are you doing this on your iPad as well?
My understanding is there's only Apple Arcade on the phone at the moment. Is that right, Brian?
Unless you're running iPad OS developer or public beta.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Which I am doing. And I do the vast majority of my gaming on my iPad, not my phone.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know that I have anything the same installed on both devices. Like, I do play games on my phone, but they're totally different than the ones I sit down to play on my iPad.
To echo, or actually to build on something that Charlotte said, as I was playing Red Rain in particular and Mini Motorways in particular, I thought to myself how clever the developers are to come up with these very, like you know, when Apple, I remember speaking about iPad before it was released, and I said, I can't remember if I wrote about it, but I definitely said this a couple of times, including a presentation at CapMac in Austin, that Apple has no idea what we're going to do with these things yet. And, you know, cut to, what is this, 9 years later, and game development has become really awesome. Like, there's a lot of intuitive stuff, and the games that I've played in arcade so far have really, really simple controls, really intuitive design, really easy to learn, and they've all been hard to master. And that is a fantastic recipe for gaming, but it's also, I mean, it's magic. These developers need to be get like these huge pats on the backs.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that. I mean, yeah, just the development is really very impressive. Brian's completely right.
Yeah, it's that's one of the things that I've seen. I haven't seen anybody talking about how the games are lame. I've heard people talk about the games being hard or hard to, like, some of them a little bit complicated to master, which is kind of what you want in a game. Like, it's easy to learn so that you can keep playing it. But I haven't seen anybody talking about how, like, the selection is poor or everything's too complicated or anything like that. So it's been interesting to see the reviews. I will tell you, if you are a person who has listened to this entire episode thus far and is really excited about Apple Arcade, but you don't have iOS 13 on your devices yet, what we have heard is that
or as iPadOS.
Or iPadOS. What we have heard as of this recording is that those will be coming out today, September 24th, 13.1. So if you were one of the people who held off because you knew the 0.1 release was coming, we've been hearing that that's going to happen today. So at least maybe you don't have to be deprived of Lego brawling and mini motorwaying for very much longer. So there you go. Excellent news on that
front. It's a good point you're saying, actually, about the games not being lame, because given that Apple, we know, is really conscious of making this stuff family-friendly, like, they could have been not fun and a bit...
Yeah.
A bit, right? They could have been really bland and not enjoyable. So far, I haven't even downloaded something else because I'm having so much fun Lego brawling, so...
Yeah, I would... I have that concern about Apple's TV content.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, can't what was Tim Cook's note? Like, can't you be nicer?
Be less mean or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, give me a dude, it's like conflict. Conflict is what, anyway, so I've got my concerns about Apple TV Plus content, and I hadn't really considered it for arcade because I didn't really know what we were in for. But now having seen it, I'm not worried about it. It's good stuff, and I can always go get my Blood and Guts or, you know, Foundless or, you know, a game that I can spend $1 million to play. I can still do that, too.
Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the nice things about this. It's one of the things that, as a console gamer, which I do have to air quote because it's not like I am that person generally, but that was one of the things I really liked about... playing Nintendo games most of the time is that it's not Blood and Guts. It's, you know, I know where to get that when I want to play those things, but my go-to was always the Nintendo titles, and it's for that reason, because I enjoy gaming in a little different way most of the time. So good stuff. You can expect more Apple Arcade content as all of us get upgraded to iOS 13. Whether it's on existing hardware or on new hardware. And as we...
That's really generous, Kelly, because what you actually mean is you can expect content when everyone stops playing games and actually write something.
Well, I'm also trying to slip in a reminder that, like, iOS 13 is coming, and for people who haven't updated yet, it might be time to update. And also that not everybody got their phone on 0 day, like me. So at some point, I will have a new phone. And when I get a new phone, you will hear a lot more about Apple Arcade. I will be installing 13.1 on my iPhone 8. So for people who did not get a new phone this year, you will be able to find out what the arcade
iPhone 8's
is like on that.
A great gaming device.
Yeah.
It's still a very fine smartphone.
I'm super happy with it. It makes me I really like it as a phone. It's really, really solid. It's like the most boring review because I just like it does everything I want and it's never really slow. And, you know, I have to reboot it once in a while and that's really about it. And so it's like a really boring review because it does all the stuff it's supposed to do and it does it really well. So if you're still team home button, the iPhone 8 is still available. But as we manage to pull ourselves away from brawling with Lego, you will get more content from us on the site as we discover games that we think are awesome, aside from the ones we've mentioned here. So I want to thank both of you for being here today. Thank you, Charlotte, for coming by to talk to us about the Google Play Pass.
Yeah, got him. Yes, I win. Oh. Right, yeah. Bye.
Also, and next I'm going to say goodbye to Brian Chaffin. So Brian, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, good to be here. Very interesting developments. fun stuff. I mean that. I'm not being smart.
No, you. Well, as you say, you mean Apple Arcade is fun stuff. You've just discovered something that you're going to go play now.
No, I mean these developments. I mean, Google Play Passes is also it's interesting. It is. Arcade is interesting. These are that we're witnessing a sea change in motion, or at the very beginning, in terms of the way content is paid for.
Yes, absolutely. So, and like I said, you will see more about it on MacObserver.com. You will hear more about it from us. If you have recommendations for games that you've been playing and enjoying on Apple Arcade, you can send those to us at observations@MacObserver.com. You can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter. And if you want to make sure that everyone else who's listening can hear about the things that you've picked, leave comments in the show notes. With that, I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. And in the meantime, be excellent to each other.